The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
So you might have seen these figures from the RTB, the Residential Tenancies Board, showing evictions are surging at the moment compared to the same time last year. The same report also shows that rents are continuing to rise, the average for new tenancies across the country up by about 5.5%. So our reporter Josh Crosby has been looking into this. He's been speaking with tenants and landlords, and he's with me now. So how many people are we talking about? How many have been evicted this year, Josh?
Yeah, so it's difficult to put a true figure on the exact number up to right now. But what we can tell from this data by the RTB is that 4,728 notices of termination were given to tenants in the second quarter. So this is the 3 months to June. Now, if you compare this to the same time last year, that's a 17.2% jump on the same period of 2024. And look, Kieran, we hear every day the pressures facing people trying to, I suppose, either first find somewhere to rent, then it's the cost of it once they do find somewhere. But now it's this unpredictability, uncertainty creeping in for renters. And one of the main reasons for this is due to landlords selling up, getting out. We'll hear from property owners shortly who'll tell us why this is. But first, just to get a sense of what people are up against when it comes to renting, I met with tenants who are in different situations, but all quite precarious. And even though some of them have a place, there is that worry if a termination notice was to come, what would happen? First up is Tony, who works in construction, and he simply couldn't afford the rent anymore.
I went in a hostel now because my rent went up. I went from 12.50 up to 17.50. I couldn't afford it, so I'm in the hostel now, yeah.
Staying in a hostel, it was a cheaper option for you, but like,
yeah, it's only 125 a week.
But it's
but you can't bring any women back.
It's hard to have a sense of structure there, isn't it? Or to plan ahead. And
yeah, well, we come out renting is a waste of time. And anyway, isn't it? Like, but you know what I mean? But 500 quid jump, you know what I mean? We can't all afford that, you know what I mean? Yeah, well, it was either pay it or else leave, you know what I mean? And I couldn't get anywhere else, you know what I mean? 12.50 was the cheapest I could get, and then I went to 17.50. So that was that. Now I'm in the hostel.
Currently, I am renting, but I do have that panic for my rent next year. So hopefully they don't up, because all the houses around me that were for rent have all been sold, so I think my landlord might follow suit.
Are you renting in Dublin?
Oh, yeah, I'm renting in Dublin, yeah.
And was it difficult to find a place at the start?
It was difficult enough, but getting in touch with the landlord was hard enough, difficult enough, you know, getting a response back from a state agent or anything like that. Like, if you're by yourself, it's very difficult to rent, you know what I mean, in Ireland. If you have a partner or something, it's easier. The rents are going to be a lot. It's 50-50, basically.
Okay, so those are the different experience of those tenants you spoke to, including Tony up in the construction industry, most of them in and around Dublin. What about landlords? What are they saying about this increase in evictions?
Well, smaller landlords are pulling out. There's no denying that. And the big corporate landlords are starting to swoop in more. The RTB report shows that there's continued growth of those with more than 100 tenancies each. This has risen to almost 14% of the market. The Irish Property Owners Association says landlords are now in a state of limbo due to the proposed changes to the rent pressure zone rules. It says that the incoming changes will have immediate consequences, as landlords with vacant properties will be discouraged from renting them out, and that many more are likely to sell due to concerns over losing property rights and avoid being locked into indefinite tenancies. I spoke with Mary Conway, who's the chairperson of the IPOA, and Mary says there needs to be more tax incentives for landlords.
We know in quarter two of this year that 57% of landlords issued termination notice with intention to sell. 15% were breach of tenant obligation, and 15% a member of the landlord's family intends to move into it. So we have concerns because this is for quarter two, which was 3 weeks before the government announced that there were going to be changes from March of next year. Now, there's an awful lot of uncertainty around these changes and what's going to happen. We just know from listening to our members that landlords are afraid that when the new rules come in, that they mightn't be able to get their properties back, and a lot of landlords are considering selling.
Is there an argument there that the new rules would bring in maybe a more blanket approach, or that, I suppose, if there's more stability for tenants, is that not good news for landlords then as well?
Well, tenants already have stability. All tenancies since June 2022 are tenancies of indefinite duration, where the tenant is there as long as they need to be, unless the landlord decides to sell, refurbish, or a family member intends to move in. But from March of next year, 2026, it appears that a landlord can only issue a termination notice to sell. And if they're a landlord with four properties or more, they're considered a large landlord and they have to sell to another investor. So we're not sure if investors are going to be out there.
And I suppose you'd say it's one-sided in a way, more protections for the tenant over than the landlord.
Well, everything is getting, the legislation just changes all the time. And it's very difficult to keep up with it. And there needs to be some kind of an incentive tax-wise for landlords to come into the market and stay in the market.
So that's the view of Mary Conway, chairperson of the IPOA, the Irish Property Owners Association. What about those working with, you know, the thousands of people who've been given a termination notice in their lease, Josh?
Yeah, so I've been speaking with Threshold. Now, look, I know we're talking about the evictions, but the report also shows the effect these terminations are having on the wider rental market. So we can see that renters who take up a new tenancy are paying an average of €244 more per month than those with existing tenancies. So it's driving up the cost, I suppose, for all areas. If you look at rental inflation trends, they do vary across regions. Dublin saw its lowest new tenancy growth rate since 2022 at 3.3% in quarter one. But then the likes of Donegal, Kerry, Kildare, Leith, Limerick, Monaghan, Roscommon and Tipperary saw increases of over 10%. So look, big shifts there for some of the rural counties. John Mark McCafferty is CEO of the housing charity Threshold. And John Mark says every day the phones are ringing from people who've been affected by terminations or are worried one is on the way.
The largest issue facing people that come to Threshold for our advice and tenancy protection services is around the notices of terminations that have been issued by their landlord, or they're worried about a notice of termination being issued by their landlord. And that puts huge stress and pressure on individuals and families who are renting.
And these latest figures from the RTB were taken from springtime, the second quarter. Since then, are you seeing the numbers continue to climb?
Well, I think what's worthy of note is the 17% increase in the notices of termination year on year. That's a 1/6 increase. It's a very substantial increase, a very substantial rise. We just see a very solid number of people coming to us, either worried about losing their home or who have been confronted with a tenancy termination.
Your views on the new proposed rent pressure zone rule, so will it be a solution? Will it help renters and give them more protections?
Yeah, Threshold have broadly welcomed the extension of the rent pressure zone rules. We do have a concern though about what happens after the 6-year leases and this return to market. That will see a substantial hike in rents when that happens. That is a concern, but we are positive about the fact that the rent pressure zones have extended right across the country. And right now, the biggest challenge is access to housing generally, but access to rental housing and the lack of rental housing that's available and the lack of affordable rental housing, that's a real stress.
So that's John Mark McCaffrey, the CEO of Threshold. We heard from renters there at the start, Tony and others. Did you meet anyone who's actually been evicted or had to move out, you know, due to no fault of their own?
Yes, I kind of did. So look, just to remind listeners of the different, what's legally allowed when it comes to ending a tenancy. Generally, look, your landlord can only end a tenancy after the first 6 months if you don't comply with the obligations of the tenancy. For example, I suppose if you're not paying your rent on time, the property is no longer suited to your needs. We say if it's too small, the landlord intends to sell the property within 9 months, the landlord needs the property for their own use or for an immediate family member, or the landlord plans to change the use of the property. This could be converting it from residential use to office use, or also then that the landlord intends to refurbish the property. But Kieran, you asked me there, did I meet with anyone that was evicted? We know, look, there are various different situations renters are in, from some buildings being subdivided, others sharing rooms with basically strangers. There are some pretty grim setups out there. Another one then also that we're seeing now, that the rental scams that are going on, especially now with the return to college. We're right in the peak of accommodation fraud season, if you like. I met with a young couple who only moved to Ireland 3 months ago and they've been through the mill already. They're being asked now to leave by the person who's subletting it to them. So not so much an eviction by the landlord. The messaging is being passed on through a third party. They say everything apart from renting has been great in Ireland.
We had a couple of days ago a notice from it's not even our landlord, it's like sub-renting. The woman that is renting us said that we had to leave, so we had to search another place. We already have it, but it's like the same price, but it's way smaller.
And what reasons were you given for having to leave?
There was no reason, apparently, but it's not confirmed. that the landlord is going to do renovations, but we haven't seen the landlord and we don't know anything about it.
So you've never met the landlord, you're just dealing with the person who's subletting it?
Yes.
Yes, and she said like, oh, we're all going to leave, but they haven't moved anything and supposedly it's on Monday. So I think that she's lying to us.
And how many of you are in the one house?
Five people. One bathroom.
One bathroom.
If it's true that is what's going to make renovations, we would have seen them also move. Mm-hmm. And they
haven't moved anything.
No.
And we can also share that when we arrived here, we got scammed. They took 3,000 euros from us. We skipped many attempts. At the end, this scam was very sophisticated. They sent us documents. They sent us contracts. Everything.
Utility bills.
Everything. Yeah. Transferred 3,000 euro. Oh.
Yeah. So they start asking for like a little bit for like 500. Yeah. But then they say, oh, we also, like the law says that you need to pay for this in advancement and this in advancement.
And when you arrived to Ireland, there was no answer? There was no contact?
No, we knocked on the door and another person was already living there. He was very nice to us. He said like, oh, sorry, he saw the photos. This is not the inside of my house. I'm very sorry about that.
Yeah, one of the many couples having trouble finding a suitable place to live in Dublin. Josh Crosby, thank you very, very much for that report.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.